Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
She started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ken Burrow. Glad you could join us this morning. Today we have a special guest. I met him actually doing our live Healing Light TV show that's on Roku TV and Facebook Live and YouTube. And this is William Lowe. William has been... Well, William, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself instead of me telling everybody about you, because you know you better than I do.
All right. Sounds good, brother. I am William Lowe. I'm basically just a son of God, you know, believer in Jesus. And I got saved when I was 27 years old. I'm 44 now, so, you know, what was that, 17, 18 years ago? And when I got first came to the Lord, you know, I was reminded of this one time. One of the things I told the Lord when I first got saved, because I grew up in the church, but I didn't, I realized I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. I used to think that actually joining the church was the same thing as giving my life to the Lord. So somehow I missed that. But when I first came to the Lord, I said, I told him, I said, God, I said, I don't know you, but I said, I want to know you and have a relationship with you. And I said, whatever you have, you know, whatever's available for believers, I said, I want it. I said, I don't want to be, I didn't know what a religious person was, but in my thinking, I was like, I don't want to be just religious, you know, just going along with something. Like, I want to know the fullness of the gospel, and whatever you have for believers and sons, I want it and want to walk in that. And so that was my, you know, not knowing anything, that was my heart's desire. And so, you know, through the years, I've learned more. I kind of, you know, grew up in maybe traditional church. There was, you know, shouting and that kind of thing. Didn't really see a lot of the gifts of the Spirit. Later on, kind of got into charismatic, you know, praying in tongues, believed in healing. Didn't see a lot of healing, though. And then, you know, as I started seeing people, I guess in the last, you know, several years, like Todd White, Pete Cabrera, you know, I realized that that the kingdom was not just for the church, you know, it was for people. It was to go out, and it's like in the book of Acts, to bring the gospel, you know, where we are, to release the kingdom where we go. And so that became, you know, my desire. And so I began to seek God on that, and you know, I put in my bio the Matthew 7 and 8, 10, 7 and 8, which it says, you know, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. And so, you know, with that in mind, I basically, you know, was worked, you know, a full-time job. I got laid off here in April, which is really giving me more time to spend with the Lord. And, you know, he's opening up some other opportunities for me. But, you know, like I hadn't been full-time ministry or anything like that. But I've just believed, like, as you go, you know, you release the kingdom, because it's not about being behind a pulpit. It's just about being a son. And so with that, you know, as I go, I see people healed, see people set free, you know, bless people, you know, financially, and just try to always have in mind to release the kingdom wherever I go.
So tell me about, you know, one of the things that we got to call. We got a caller in right now too, so perhaps here in just a little bit we'll address the caller.
Sure.
Caller, if we do go to you, we don't mean that you have to. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. A lot of people just call in to listen. So what I'll do is I'll call out the last four digits of your phone number. If you want to say something, you're welcome to do so. If you don't hang up. Just hang in there. And don't say anything, and we'll just keep on moving. Anyhow, William, tell me, if you would please, about, you know, about some of the miracles you have seen. We both have a gift of healing, which is awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It doesn't belong to us. It actually belongs to him. He gets all the honor and the glory.
Amen.
It's like we were talking about that this morning on the TV show. It's like, you know, one thing I have figured out, it has absolutely nothing to do with me.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing to do with me. Somebody said to me here not long ago, he said, man, you're pretty brave to be doing a healing, live healing show every week on Facebook. And I said, no, it's got nothing to do with me being brave, because it has nothing to do with me. You know,
that's right. It's all him. Yep.
It's all him. And I know that. That's why I know every program there is going to be a miracle. Every program. Why? Because it's
that's
all
right.
About him. So.
Exactly.
Tell me, you know, I love talking about miracles. I love it, love it, love it, because I've seen some pretty awesome ones. Tell me a couple of the most awesome miracles you've seen, William.
All right. So, well, this is just one, just kind of in line with the kingdom, right? So, this is maybe last year, a year before, I can't remember, but we went to the fair. And as we were walking, I was with my sons, as we were walking, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, you know, keep in mind that the kingdom is in you, and wherever the enemy stirs up something, the kingdom in you is greater than he that's in the world. So you have the authority to cancel whatever the enemy's doing, right? And so I said, okay, Lord. So I began to look to people. I took that as the Lord wanted me to minister to somebody, you know. So I began to look for opportunities. And then, you know, I think we did pray for a couple people there. But then as we were walking, they had the ball, the game where they shoot the basketball. And one of the guys was working there. He, like, dropped the basketball. And so it kind of rolled out into the crowd of people walking. You know, it didn't seem like a big deal. It just seemed like somebody probably just kick it or, you know, throw it back to them or whatever. But it was an older lady walking with a family, and she didn't see it. And she stepped right on the ball and went, bam, fell down, you know, on her side. And I was like, ow, you know, wow, it happened right in front of me. And so she was looking around like, who did that? You know, very disoriented. You know, the guy came over and explained to her what had happened. The police came around and, you know, this big ordeal. But she was in pain. And so I kind of waited, hung out there. My son went to the bathroom close by, so I kind of hung out there while he was there. And the police, you know, let her, you know, finished talking to her. And so as she was walking, I asked her, you know, what happened? She's like, my knee is killing me, you know, hurt my side. She's on the way to the bathroom to check it out. And so I said, well, you know, I said, well, you know, I pray for people and see God touch them, you know, and take pain away. Can I pray for you really quickly? And she's like, yeah, go right ahead. My husband was fine. He's looking kind of like unamused, like what is this going to do, you know? But anyway, prayed for her and went down the first prayer, prayed again. The pain left, and she was totally shocked. But it was just like, you know, it's just like God was saying, wherever the enemy, you know, wants to steal, kill, and destroy, to bring something, that wherever believers are, the kingdom is there, right, to counter that, to overthrow that. So that was kind of a cool situation that, that God had me in. Another, we were talking about my friend Dave Aaron before, and we went to the barbecue, the Lexington Barbecue Festival, where they sell, you know, well, they have a cute barbecue test, but it's kind of like a big street fair in a way. You know, people have different shops and stuff. So the first time we went was like 3 years ago, and we went, we were looking for people to pray for, and I mean, it was very like cold. People were cold toward us. Nobody wanted us to pray for them. Nobody wanted us to do anything. It kind of reminded me, you know, Jesus said in his own hometown he could do no mighty works and lay his hands on a few sick people, and they got healed. And that wasn't because Jesus didn't have the powers, because, you know, everybody was familiar with him. They didn't bring the sick to him, you know. They didn't honor him. You know, he went places, he had throngs of people following him. But there, nobody brought the sick to him. They didn't bring people out on mass. They didn't seek him. You know, they didn't want him praying for him. So it's kind of like he could do no mighty works there, save, lay his hands on a few sick people, and the ones he touched got healed. So that's what it reminded me, because, you know, nobody was would receive us, really. You know, there's like, no, I'm good. I don't want any prayer or anything. I mean, these are people like, you know, some of them had visible, you know, things wrong with them. We even saw a tent that had bracelets for those of like counter pain and stuff like that. People were looking at them. We said, hey, do you guys have pain? You know, no, I'm good. We're just looking, you know. So so finally we said, okay, let's just stop and pray and ask the Holy Spirit, you know, what to do, because we felt like we were like striving at that point, like trying to make something happen, and just, you know, wasn't there. And so we stopped and prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to lead us. And then we just started walking down a little bit, and I saw this sign that said it was a store. On one side it said Bees, and the other side Knees. So Bees Knees was a store, but Bees on one side of the door, Knees on the other side. And it was these two women standing right under the place where it said Knees. And so I just had this thought, they're under a sign that says Knees. I wonder if they have knee problems. So I just went up and asked them, hey, do you guys have any knee problems with your knees? And one lady said, yes, my knees, you know, hurt all the time. I'm a hairdresser, and being up always giving me problems. And said, okay, well, do you mind if we pray for you? She's like, no, go right ahead. Prayed for all the pain left her knees, and she was shocked. But it was just like, you know, standing right under the sign that said Knees. It's like the Holy Spirit led us right there. And then from that, we walked down a few feet, and my friend Dave, he was ministering to a guy in a wheelchair, and the guy didn't get up, but he'd been in an accident or something, but a lot of his pain left. And then it was a guy that was a pastor in Virginia. He walked by when we were talking to the guy in the wheelchair and ministering to him. And he had a sling on, asked him what happened to his arm. He'd torn, you know, a bunch of muscles, torn a bunch of stuff, lifting his dog up, trying to watch. He had a big dog. And so let us pray for him, you know, a couple of times. All the pain left. He got completely healed. He was moving his arm around in the sling. He's like, oh, wow, you know. And so I said, wow, he'll have, you know, testimony to go back with his congregation the next week. And we saw several people healed, you know, right there in that little area. Even had another believer come up to us like, what are y'all doing? You know, she began to pray with us. And so it just created an atmosphere then, you know, of releasing the kingdom, where it was hard at first. But then it's like perseverance, right? Keep going.
Yeah.
And the kingdom won't fail. So
I personally use what I call the push method, push being an acronym for pray until something happens. I know one guy who prayed for this one man 47 times before he saw results. Yeah, I say that too. Wow, you know, I being transparent here, I pray 2, 3, 4 times, and I'm like ready to give up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
the same
I am willing to pray. Huh?
The same thing. A lot of times I see that, well, you know, pray once or twice, and then, you know, if you don't see anything by then, and a lot of times, too, I guess in the grocery store, it's like sometimes it's like you don't have a lot of grace with the people. They're like, okay, I'm in a hurry, you know, I got to go. But that's perseverance to keep praying. And I saw that because one time, this is one thing, too, I noticed with the Holy Spirit is you know, I mentioned this on the other show, but, you know, Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature and wisdom and favor. So if he grew, you know, we're going to grow. And one thing God told me when I was wanting to see the sick healed, and, you know, I pray for people in church and wouldn't really see anything, and he said, practice. He said, if you want to see the sick healed, go out and practice. Because I thought, you know, some special evangelist, I had to come pray for me. I had to get some type of impartation or just feel some kind of amazing thing, you know, to move me into it. And God said, no, practice. You know, if you want to see it, practice. And John G. Lake used to say, it's a law of the human mind. It's easier to act yourself into believing than it is to believe yourself into acting. And so God wants us to step out, you know, and work with him. And it's like he'll confirm his word with signs following as we go out and do things. So with that in mind, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we started off the show talking about that. It has absolutely nothing to do with us. In this past year, I ended up, God sent me to the North Georgia Revival back on May 5th, 2019. And I came back and my life had changed. Over this past year or so, I've seen well over 500 miracles, many of them documented. Well, one of the things that I realized at the beginning, and in my 35 years of ministry, the first 25 years, I probably saw 20 really awesome miracles, but they, you know, but that's over years, right? And now I'm seeing miracles almost on a daily basis. And one of the first things I did figure out was it has nothing to do with me. And when I figured that out, that's when things really started moving, because it's real simple. You don't have to have some special evangelist pray for you and give you an impartation, because you know what?
Yeah.
He already gave it to us.
That's right.
He said
He's already got greater
orders. Okay?
Yeah.
He said, you can use my name. You can use you have the authority to use my name. And whatever you ask, you're going to receive. Now, that's what the Word of God says.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And God told me at the beginning of this new transition in my life is simply this. If it is in the will of God, I am going to do it. Okay? Well, I know it's a fact that there is no pain. You know, in Matthew 6, it says, under the perfect prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I know as a fact that there is no pain in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. There's no heart disease in heaven. There's no blindness or deafness in heaven.
That's right.
So his will is for us to be healed. In fact, Psalms 107 verse 20 said, I sent my word to heal you and to prevent you from your destruction. And then in the book of John, it starts off with, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So from the beginning, he had already planned on healing us. Well, I had
That's right.
together. And here's how simple it is. For those of you who are listening, all you have to do is be the vessel. He's going to do the work.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I mean, I know in my knower that if I pray, God's going to heal. He's also given me a gift. I call it, it's like a word of knowledge, except I can physically feel people's pain. So I can tell people exactly where their pain is. And 100% of the time, and I do mean 100% of the time, if I can feel that pain, I know that person's going to get healed. Why? Because he's showing me that pain so I can tell them about it, so he can show them that he is the living Son of God. Oh, I'm getting up. Don't get me in preaching mode here. I'm sorry.
And Brother Ken, when you do that too, and you have sense those words of knowledge because you've seen it, you know, so many times, it's like a confidence there, you know. And it was like Hebrews 10:35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your fearless confidence, because then it holds great recompense of reward. Because I'm the same way, because at first, you know, I didn't see really anybody heal, but I kept going, right? Because, you know, he said, he who sets his hand to the plow isn't fit for the kingdom, which means don't ever give up. Keep going. God told me that, so I knew to keep going. Yep. And then as I began to see it, my confidence grew. So I said, oh, God did this. You know, will he touch this person? Will he do this? Will he do this? And then you keep stepping out in it, and it's like your confidence grows. So when you see it, right, you know you have the answer inside of you. You know that he's the answer, and we carry this treasure, you know, in earthen vessels, which is the kingdom, which comes with, you know, healing, prosperity, you know, everything that's needed. For that time, you know, we carry that. And so it's like the more we step out and do it, the more we grow in confidence, and it becomes more of a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And, you know, not everybody I pray for gets healed, okay? There are people I don't feel their pain. I don't get a word of knowledge, or sometimes it just don't happen. I'll pray for them anyhow because –
right.
My hope is that Jesus is going to heal them. Okay, but I have to be honest, not everybody I pray for gets healed. Now, I know it's up in a high percentage rate. It's in the 90s at least. But there are people that don't get healed. And William, that used to bother me when I first started out last year. Lord, why aren't you healing them? You told me, you know. And I have learned that everything is in His timing.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, just because somebody says they need a healing, just because somebody says they believe in Jesus, just because they say things, doesn't always mean it's true. Because He knows the heart.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's right.
So I had to come to the realization that all I am is a vessel. All I can do is pray. It's always been Him. It always will be Him. Amen?
Right. Amen. And that's and I struggle with that too, Ken. Like, I used to feel bad. I'd pray for somebody. If I didn't see them healed right away, I was like, God, what's going on? You know, why come this person got healed and they didn't get healed, you know? And it would bother me, and I'd get down about it. But just like you said, I realized that He is the healer, and that His word is always true, right? His word is true. It's active. It's working, you know, all the time. And so I don't know everything that happens, you know, behind the scenes. But I know that His word is true. And it's like when I was praying for people and not seeing anybody heal, His word was true. Then, before I even started praying for people, His word was true. When I begin seeing people heal, His word is true. You know, if I don't see everybody heal, it's still true. It's like He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so His word is not going to change. And so it's not for us to, like, figure out everything, you know, why it all happens. But our job is to go out and do what He said to do, right? And then let Him sort out the rest. I remember hearing years ago Kenneth Hagin was saying that he, in the services, he was getting, like, 80% of the people healed. And he said, God, he started praying and fasting about why the other 20% was not getting healed. And it dropped down to about 70%. He's like, God, I'm fasting and praying for this 20%, and it dropped down to 70%. What's going on? And so the Lord told him, He said, listen, don't focus on that, on what's not happening. He said, be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful and start to praise Me for the ones that are being healed. And then as he began to do that, it started increasing. It went up to like 90-95% healing. And so it's like, because God said in everything, give thanks, so this is His will, right? And so I started doing that too. When I see people touch, I'm like, God, I thank You for healing them. Even if I don't see it, I thank You for the opportunity to pray for them. Thank You that Your word is working mightily, you know, in their life. Even if we don't see it happen right then, does not mean, too, that they're not being healed. Because even Jesus, He prayed for some as they went, you know, they were healed. And sometimes it's a matter of perseverance, you know. Like you said, that guy prayed for somebody 47 times, and we fight the good fight of faith. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in that. But our job is to be thankful for what He's doing, and to stand on His word and just know His word is always true.
Amen, amen. And you never know what God's going to do. You know, I was invited to preach at a revival up in Huntsville, Alabama. And when I pulled up, there was the evangelist, his tent, and me. And the first thing I said when I got out of my vehicle was, you never know what God's going to do. And I can tell you, before that day was over, I watched a man whose one leg was shorter than the other by 6 or 7 inches. It was the most major difference I'd ever seen. And never even got to pray. I never prayed for him. All I did was put a drop of oil on his forehead, and when the evangelist and I looked down, that man's legs were normal. You know?
Praise God.
Somebody pulled up in a car wanting prayer. So I prayed for her, pain went away. Evangelist Brown, You got the guy that was in the car with her, he got saved, and the girl in the back seat got saved. So, you know, you never know what God's going to do. You know, it's...
That's right.
You know, we can't put God in a box. I did a sermon 35 years ago that the Lord gave me. He said, the only thing that belongs in a box is a dead man's body. And God is not a dead man.
Amen.
He is alive and well. I want to take a moment, if you don't mind, William,
sure.
to see if our we have a somebody online here on the phone. The last four digits of your phone number is 9541. I'm going to turn your microphone on. If you want to speak, you can. If you don't, that's all right, too. Just don't hang up. Hang in there. All right? So we're going to do that now. And here in a second, you'll have the opportunity to say good morning or whatever you want. So good morning. Do you have anything you'd like to say or add or anything at all? Okay, as I promised, if you don't want to say anything, that's fine. So we're just going to let you. Thank you for staying in there and listening. We appreciate it. Now, another thing I want to do right now, then we're going to get back to talking about more testimonies of healing. Because, you know, the supernatural power of God is awesome. William and I both will tell you it is fun to watch God heal people. It is so much fun. And it is so amazing. It just blows me away. Because I love to see it. You know, I had a man stand 3 feet from me, and he was blind, and God brought back his eyesight. That'd build your faith up, William. I'm telling you, that'd build your faith up. I even have a video of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. I don't want to get into it right now. But God, even with the great miracles that he does, The greatest miracle of all is salvation. See, the healing miracles are temporary, okay? Because those miracles will go away someday. You're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die, okay? When you die, the miracles are over. You know what I'm saying? But the miracle of salvation, it's eternal. Heaven and hell are real, folks. Absolutely real. Yeah. And if you're listening today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. That's what the Word says. The Holy Spirit will call you unto the kingdom. And when you accept him, what the benefits are heaven. Absolute heaven. I remember I was 12 years old when I gave my life to Jesus. And I knew instantly that he was real. Some people say, well, I don't believe Jesus is real. Well, here's what I say to you. Ask him. It's real simple. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and we're all sinners. We all have fallen short of the glory of God, each and every one of us, including me and William and our listener on the line. We all fall short.
Yes.
But the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us of our sins. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died upon that cross and 3 days later he rose again. And if you confess that, he will come into your life. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I surrender. You don't have to be in no church. You don't have to go through no, you don't have to have some special pastor, evangelist, or preacher come by and put hands on you to receive Jesus Christ. I know many people that, I know a few, back in my days when I was an alcoholic, I knew a couple of drunks that gave their lives, sitting out in their car crying out to the Lord. There were no preachers there. And they came in, and Jesus came into their life and changed their life. And that's a good thing. He will change you from the inside out, and you will be able to live eternally with him in heaven. Now, the other option is, you don't have to ask him to come in. You don't. But one way or the other, you will see Jesus Christ. The Bible says every knee will bow and confess that he is Lord. So the choice for you today is simple. Say, hey, Jesus, if you're real, prove it to me. Come into my life. I will surrender my life to you if you come into my life. It's that simple. It really is. It's not difficult at all. But it is the greatest miracle of all. So if you're listening today, you know what to do. Just simply ask.
Yes.
Just simply ask. In Jesus' name. All right. Thank you for allowing me to do that, mm-hmm. William.
Hey, man.
There's an anointing fell down on that one today.
Yeah, and just to add to that, you know, when I first gave my life to the Lord, I was in a car driving, but I was at a place where I had no peace in my life. And I know some people are experiencing that where things are happening, but, you know, you have no peace. And that was my prayer. I said, God, I said, I don't know you, but I said, I know about you, but I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. Some people there, you know about God, but don't have a relationship. And I said, if you will, you know, help me out of this. And all I knew was to pray. I said, I don't know how to get peace in my life. I don't know to get out of, you know, how I'm feeling. But I said, if you'll help me with this, I said, I'll serve you the best way I know how. And that was my prayer, and God led me, you know, supernaturally to get to know, you know, what salvation meant, accepting Jesus, and he began to work, you know, in my life that day. And I was one of the ones Ken talked about. I used to drink, like, you know, every day. And then the day I gave my life to the Lord, he took the taste away from me. I used to drink every day, and then I all of a sudden had no desire to drink. None. It just supernaturally, you know, changed it. So yeah, God is a miracle worker, and I know if anybody doesn't have him right, you lack peace, because he's the Prince of Peace. And so, yeah, I mean, seek him, and he will change your life.
Amen and amen. So let's talk about some more miracles.
Amen.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say one thing I was thinking about earlier, because you were talking about the words of knowledge, and that's something I get them, you know, sometimes, but not consistently, really. But it's like if I seek God for that, you know, I will. It's just like the practice, like the other stuff. And I remember years ago, I said, well, God, I want to have, you know, words for people. And I've stepped out before, and I've been wrong. I mean, this happened, you know. But it's not a deal breaker or anything. I may just ask them, hey, do you have this going on or that going on? They may say no, and I said, okay, you know, I missed whatever, you know. Because like I said, we're learning and growing in these things. But it was I went out one day, and I said, God, show me somebody to minister to. And I heard in my heart, I felt like a green shirt and back problems. And so I worked downtown near a bus station. And so I walked around, and, you know, a few people had green shirts on, I saw, but I just didn't feel like, you know, that was one. But then I saw this guy sitting down with his family. He had on a green shirt. And I actually saw some other people I knew, and they was looking too when I told them what I was looking for. They said, that guy's got a green shirt. I said, well, let's go ask him. He was sitting down, just looking normal. And I said, hey, did you happen to get back problems? I told him why. I said, I was praying. I felt like God said I see somebody with a green shirt that had back problems. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, he had, I think he said sciatic nerve or something. And, he, you know, his back was pretty messed up. And I said, well, can I pray for you? And he's like, yeah, you know, whatever. So I put my hand, he was sitting down. I put my hand on my shoulder, on his shoulder. Prayed for him, commanded the pain to go. Nothing happened, right? He was like, yeah, still feels the same. And I said, okay. And it was just that perseverance. I said, you know, pray for him again. So I said, well, let me say one more quick prayer, and I'll let you go. And prayed for him the second time, basically the same thing. And this time the guy jumped up. He's like, man, it felt like somebody hit me in the leg with a stun gun. Because he said all of it went, you know, it was all connected, leg and back. And that guy got up, and he was like, wait a minute. He was telling his wife, he's like, no, this is weird. Like, something really happened. My back is normally messed up, and I can't do this. And he was bending, and he like, ran up and down the sidewalk there on the at the bus station. It was an amazing, you know, reaction. And, you know, that just came from, you know, asking the Holy Spirit, you know, because he said earnestly desire and seek, you know, spiritual gifts. And I just asked him, you know, for a word of knowledge then. And then I had to pray. It took a little bit of perseverance, right? But then, like you said, it's not us anyway. It's just God that shows up. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've seen so many amazing miracles. And the strange thing is, William, I used to think, I guess because of my religious background, I used to think that you had to do things in certain steps. You had to have a method to what you're doing. And over this past year, God has proved to me, nope, don't be putting me in a box. I'm going to do what I want to do, you know.
Right.
I had a girl in California who absolutely was afraid she was going to die because the doctors told her heart was no good and that the outcome was not a positive one for her. I prayed for her. God gave her a new heart.
Wow.
A new heart.
Praise God.
Okay.
Brand new
heart.
Doctors
couldn't believe it. And even in my own life, the doctors tried to put a stent in my heart and they couldn't get the stent in. You know what God did? He grew veins all the way on the outside of my heart, so my heart was always getting blood.
Praise God.
Okay, now that's
it's
my
amazing.
Own personal miracle. And you know what's funny about it? I didn't even know he did it.
What? You didn't?
I didn't know he did it. The doctors told me he did it. It's the way to, you know, we don't see this often. They have a name for it. I'm healthy. Well, they were pretty amazed about it, too. But
yeah,
one of the things I have been noticing, especially over the last 6 months, is God is healing people before we even ask him to. I can't tell you how many times people have told me when you called me, as soon as the phone rang, I was healed. Before I answered the phone, I was healed. You know, and I see it all the time. You know, yesterday on we have a program called the Healing Prayer Room on Facebook Live, and I was praying for this. I knew immediately because before she even said anything to me, all of a sudden I felt all this neck pain, and so I brought her on and I told her exactly where her neck pain was and how much it hurt, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. And she's like, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I said, well, watch this. This is pretty cool. And I commanded that pain to leave, and the pain left. Another woman was watching this, and she had the same problem, and God healed her, too, without a word of prayer being said.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
It amazed me. You know, there was a girl in Australia, 16 hours ahead of me, okay? I told her, I said, I'm praying into the future, and you're getting historic answers. she couldn't move. Her back had locked up. Her torso, she couldn't move, and she was in intense pain.
Yeah.
And I called her, and the pain left before I prayed. Then the Holy Spirit told me that she had one leg shorter than the other. And I prayed over that, and her leg grew out 16 hours into the future.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. God
and you
is
know that,
amazing.
He is amazing. And, you know, that's the kingdom, Ken. That's one thing God told me. He said, begin to create a kingdom culture, right? Or everywhere you go, you know, you release the kingdom. And that is the kingdom. It's just like it opens the door, you know, for God to do supernatural things. Like you said, before you even prayed for people, you know, they'll get in touch. And I think that's a scripture in Isaiah. Even before they call, I will answer.
That's right. And he does.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a human being and being a preacher, you know, I – always, like I said before, I had put God in a religious box. Lord, forgive me. But I have noticed, and it blows me away. I mean, it is more and more and more and more and more. It amazes me that God heals them before we even ask. You know?
Right.
And that's mind-boggling to me. It really is, because I thought we had to pray for them. No, we just have to
right.
be. Somebody said to me the other day, it's the intent of your heart that God
yeah.
is reading. It is.
Yeah.
And
it's not the right. It's not a method. The intent. That's good.
It's the intent. And I've always, you know, when I call somebody to pray for them, somebody asks me, please call and pray for me. And, you know, out of the 500-some miracles I've seen over this past year, the majority of them have been on the internet or on the telephone.
Yeah.
Okay? People's legs are growing out. Their hearing is coming back. All these awesome miracles, which puts away the complete thinking that I had before was of laying on hands. I don't have to lay on hands. I don't have
right.
to do anything except obey and believe. And it's
yep.
not their faith. That you know, that's probably one thing I hear a lot of, irks me just a little bit. I hear a lot of so-called people who say they have the gift of healing going, well, if you don't get healed, it's because you don't have enough faith there, buddy.
Right.
No.
Try to put it on somebody else. Yeah.
No, that's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You know?
See, that's what I thought.
Jesus walked this earth.
When that's
Jesus
right.
walked this earth, he healed them all.
Yeah.
He
and you know,
them.
It's like the. Amen. That's right. And you know, it's like, I guess, the kind of word of faith, which was good. I mean, I learned a lot of good things from that, but it was kind of on the premise when it came to healing is, you know, if you get people to believe and use their faith and agree, then it will happen. And that is a way, you know, that can happen, you know, two people being in faith. But also, we carry authority. And so they don't have to be in faith. And if you're in Walmart talking to the cashier, you don't have time to give her 50 healing scriptures to get them in faith, right? You just have to release the kingdom, you know, into them and get them healed, right? Because he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. And, you know, he's talking about not putting God in a box and doing things differently. That just reminded me. The company I just got laid off from, it was a lady that started there, and she got really bad, like a migraine headache. And so, you know, I told her I prayed for people, and I prayed for her a couple times when she'd get the migraine, and they would leave, you know, sometimes instantly, sometimes may take, you know, a few minutes, half hour or so, and then be gone. But they would always leave. And then... and then one day she had one, and she was like, hey, will you pray for me? You know, this migraine is here. And she was getting them a lot less frequently, you know, once we were working together and pray, but they would still come every once in a while. And so I just felt led to like, show her that she had authority to do this too,
right.
that I didn't have to be around, you know, to make her painless. So I said, this time, I said, you have authority, you pray, you command it, this is your body, you know, this is an invader coming in trying to, you know, to bring pain on you. And I said, you have authority over it. So I said, you know, you just command all the pain to leave. And she did it. And she said that she had her eyes closed, and she said that she saw like a vein pumping, like God showed her this. Like a vein that was like pumping, you know, really hard and stuff. And then it's just like peace came over that vein in her head. It just kind of opened up and, you know, the blood was flowing normally and just peace came. And God showed her that when she said it, she saw it and all the pain left. And so then she's like, oh, wow, you know, I can't do this too. So, it's not about a method. It's just that God is good. And it's just like we give him opportunity, you know, he's going to be God. And you know, healing is just part of it. You know, God is love. You know, he doesn't want people in pain. He doesn't want people in turmoil. He doesn't want people, you know, in bondage. And so it's just like, you know, trusting him and letting him do it. We can't put him in the box, but, you know, he will surprise us. He's just that
good.
You know what's
funny is
what?
When Jesus walked this earth, nobody had a problem with him healing people. They had a problem with him saving their souls.
Yeah.
Now today,
yeah,
nobody has a problem with him saving souls, but they have a problem with believing that he still heals. It's an absolute reversal. You know? And the fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is, when he died on that cross, at the same time he saved our, to save our souls, he also died to heal us.
That's right. Yeah.
Because the Bible says,
before the foundation of the world,
he took that beating so we wouldn't have to be suffering today.
Amen.
Am I making sense? So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He paid for it just like he paid for salvation. He paid for healing too. And just like we receive salvation by faith, we receive healing by faith too. It's the same thing. Like he already paid for it.
I mean, if you think about it, believing that he died and rose again is a pretty remarkable thing. You know?
Yeah.
It takes some faith to believe that. Okay?
Right.
But yet people will say, well, yeah, he did that, but well, he's not going to heal me. Wrong. He already has healed you. By his stripes, we are healed. You know, all we can do as believers is be willing to serve our God. And I tell people ask me all the time, well, how do you build a ministry, Apostle? And I said, well, it's pretty easy. You get up in the morning, thank God for getting up, hold your hands up, say, I'll volunteer for whatever you put in front of me. Walk out your day.
That's
you
it.
Don't put
it just
in
goes
front of me. Walk out your day. And then at the end of the day, thank him for using you that day. Go to bed. Next morning, repeat the process. Next morning, repeat the process. And before you know it, you have a ministry.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, in this past year alone, my own personal ministry has just exploded. You know, God said, I'm going to send you to the nations.
True.
Well, and he's doing it. And the cool part about it is I don't even have to leave my backyard, thanks to technology.
And the word is going to the nations. That's right.
Stay off that internet. I'm going to stay on this internet because that's where I'm seeing the miracles happen. And that's where I'm going to the nations. I preached last Sunday to India. In September, I'm going to be preaching to Pakistan. You know? And what am I going to talk about? The same things you and I are talking about today, because this world needs to know. And we're running out of time. But this world needs to know that there is coming, and coming very soon, the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this world. There's coming an awakening, a revival, a nameless, faceless revival that everything's going to point to Jesus. It's going to be show and tell time. Show and tell. What do I mean by that? God's going to show his power, and then we're going to tell him about the kingdom. That's what Jesus did too. That's what Jesus did. He said, I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to tell you about the kingdom.
Yeah, because the kingdom is in power. It's not in word. It's in power. So
the kingdom
is
inside each of us.
What was that?
I said the kingdom is inside each and every one of us who believe. And we have responsibility to usher in the kingdom for others. And that's why I believe with all my heart, that this is coming and coming soon. He told me about that in February of 2018, that it was coming.
Wow. Yeah, and I believe the same thing, and he spoke that to me too, that it's time for the people that have the kingdom to release the kingdom, because it says the whole earth
is crying, moaning together, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's waiting for God's sons to manifest him, to manifest the kingdom, to come into maturity and start acting like sons and ruling over the enemy, you know, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, bringing everything that needs to be brought, you know, to the earth, where his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And it's just like you said, now people don't have a problem with salvation, but it's healing and miracles. But I do feel like it's a shift because, you know, salvation has been taught for a while now. It's been accepted. People have gotten really good at that. And it's like now it's like the kingdom age, though, where and that's why it's not a problem, because our minds have been renewed to that. But I feel like now it's like the power of right thinking. Our minds are being renewed to miracles, signs, and wonders, to the kingdom being released, because once you see it, you can't deny it, right? And as more and more people beginning to see this and walk in it, and it's like the body of Christ is sent here to reign in life with Christ Jesus, right? We're not sent here to be overtaken or be under anything, right? He gave us the authority, so he put us here to reign, to rule and reign, you know, in this life with Christ.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, William, you've been a great guest. This hour went by way too fast.
It did, man. It flew by.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And, you know, the anointing showed up, too. And that's what I live for. I depend on the Holy Ghost for everything. He is my everything. He's all I need him every second of every day. And I believe God is moving on people today. And those of you who have listened today, I want to thank you so very much for joining us. William, is there? I didn't even get a chance to talk about your personal ministry. I've got a couple of minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say about that? Or,
well, I do have a. You can follow me on, my Facebook, William Lowe. Like I said, I don't really have a ministry per se. I believe God has kind of lead me and do maybe some other things. And I have a YouTube channel. It's just William Lowe. That's it. Like I said, follow me on Facebook. I have a YouTube as of now. I may have some other stuff coming, just the way God's dealing with me. And just really quick, just want to say one word that God gave me is reassurance. If anybody out there, you know, has been maybe questioning things, seeing things not working the way you thought they should, so you thought maybe God was closing the door, I felt like God said just to let you know that reassure you that you're going in the right direction. That usually when you go into a promised land, there's a fight, there's a battle there. He said fight the good fight of faith, and he's made you an overcomer. So if anybody's dealing with that, I feel like that's a word from the Lord for you, to let you know to keep going, keep pressing through, to reassure you that you're in his will, but there's opposition. Doesn't mean that he doesn't want you there. That means that he gave you authority to fight the good fight of faith and overcome.
Amen and amen. Well, once again, I want to thank you for being on the program with me. I am going to invite you to come back.
Sure, man. I'd love to.
I usually do that when the hour flies by so fast that I didn't realize that the hour was over. So that's what happened. I want to thank our caller for calling in today and for listening. We appreciate you. Everybody, God bless you. Be blessed to be a blessing. We've only got 1 minute left, so if you got anything you'd like to say in closing, my new friend, go ahead.
So I just release a blessing right now on everybody that's listening. I just declare destiny over you. I speak the power of God working in your life. Any strongholds be broken off of you right now. And the joy of the Lord, that's your strength, well up in you right now. He has made you overcomers. All depression go, all heaviness go. The lightness right now, the light that has makes darkness flee, just shine brightly through you, in you, and on you now. And I see the path opening up for you. Wisdom, God is showing you direction right now. in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen. Thanks for listening, folks. Be blessed. I'm Ken Brooks, your host. Be blessed to be a blessing. We'll be back next week. Same time, same back channel.
Be blessed.
Yes, off.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.